You lived in Tulsa for some time, but you lived in Oklahoma City.
I was living there when Pearl Harbor was bombed. As a matter of fact, I remember listening to the radio driving home from church when Roosevelt came over the radio and said that we'd been attacked by the Japanese on Sunday, December 7. I'll never forget that. In 1941, I was 9 years old.
Do you remember the adults and any fears or what everybody talked about then after that?
People talked about the bombing and the surprise attack and the fact that there was a Japanese ambassador in the president's offices when it happened. The Japanese were trying to figure out a way to dance around the United States embargoes, and they were attempting to negotiate the possibilities of hostility at the time the Japanese attacked.
Did anybody in your family join the war effort?
No. My father built some houses in East Tulsa for the bomber plant personnel to live. Douglas was the bomber plant at the airport in Tulsa, and he built FHA housing for workers who worked at the bomber plant. And as a result, he received a deferment and didn't have to go to war.
Well, the building your father did, he would be considered wealthy at that time, wouldn't he?
I think he was.
Why did you move to Oklahoma City?
My mother's brother, Edgar Rumley, was in the oil business, and he convinced Dad to move Mother and me and him to Oklahoma City to get in the oil business with Uncle Edgar.
And that didn't work out?
That didn't work out.
But while you were there, you stayed in the home of a very famous name, attorney.
A.P. Murrah, after whom the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City was named.
Alfred P. Murrah.
Alfred P. Murrah.
And you stayed at his home? Did he live nearby or what?
He lived about three houses down from us. Mother and Dad traveled a lot, and I spent probably two nights a week in his home.
Did he have children?
Had two daughters and a son. His son was my best friend, Paul. Paul's gone now.
Talk about Mr. Murrah. What kind of person was he?
He was the sweetest man I have ever known. Gentle, kind, serious. He was the youngest United States District Judge appointed when he was appointed a federal judge. He was in his early 30s. He was a graduate of the University of Oklahoma College of Law, had a reputation for being an excellent jurist, and he ended up as Chief Justice of the United States Circuit Court of Appeals, headquartered in Denver.
And then, as you've alluded to, it was the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building which was the target of the Oklahoma City bombing on April 19, 1995, which killed 168 people, 19 of whom were children under the age of six. Alfred Murrah's person and his profession, did that have an influence on your early life?
Yes, I wanted to be a lawyer like Judge Murrah. And I told my second grade teacher I wanted to be a lawyer when she was asking all the people in the class what they wanted to do. I remember her name. Her name was Mrs. Pope. She asked the same question you asked me. Why did I want to be a lawyer? And I said, because I wanted to be like Judge Murrah. I love that man.
About the April 19th, 1995 bombing, how did you hear about it? And what were your feelings knowing that the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building had been targeted?
Well, I was shocked.
Did you go over there and see
them? No, I didn't. So, I had seen Judge Murrah periodically over the years on a fairly regular basis. When I went to Oklahoma City, I always visited him in the federal building.
When he died, his funeral, were you able to attend that?
No, I was not able to attend. As a matter of fact, I recall I had a court appearance that day.
So you lived in Oklahoma City until?
1942. We moved to Miami, Florida in 1942, early 42.
And why to Miami?
Because my grandfather on my father's side, R.T. Daniel, had had a stroke and was living in a two-story hotel upstairs in downtown Miami with full-time help. He'd had a serious stroke. He couldn't talk, couldn't walk. He was about 84 years old. We moved down there for Mother and Dad to take care of him.
How long did you stay in Miami?
Couple of years.
Then you decided to come back to Tulsa.
I didn't decide. Mother and Dad decided.
Right. What elementary school did you attend then when you came back?
I went to Elliott for a year and then went to Lee School until I graduated from grade school.
Then you went on to junior high?
Junior high at Cashel Hall And high school at Cashel Hall.
And high school as well. Why did you attend Catholic schools?
Cashel Hall was an excellent prep school. My mother had a number of Catholic friends. She became familiar with Cashel Hall, and she wanted me to go there. I didn't care one way or the other.
Because you weren't Catholic?
No, I was a Methodist.
Methodist, okay. You graduated from Cashel Hall High School in what year?
1950.
So a little bit about that experience. Were you a good student, an active student?
I was an active student. I was not the top student in my class at all, but I made good grades.
Do you recall the music, the dances, where you hung out when you were a high school student back then?
The Quaker Drugstore. That was the place where all the kids went. They had a jukebox. You could sit at the counter. They had chocolate ice cream sodas and malts and dance at the end of the room. Remember that song, Put Another Nickel in the Nickelodeon?
Right.
That was what we did. Except during football season. Then I was at football practice every afternoon.
The name of the drugstore was, again?
Quaker Drugstore.
Quaker, and where was it located?
At 18th and Boston, where the Spirit Bank is today.
Okay. And that was a big hangout for kids.
As that was the hangout.
I don't know if you drove cars in. Were you driving up and down Main Street or anything in downtown Tulsa?
I didn't have a car. Family had three cars, and I got to drive one of them occasionally. I didn't have a car until I went off to college.
You had three cars?
Three cars.
You remember what they were?
A Buick, a Cadillac, and a Buick.
Yeah, that's pretty fine driving. As you were in high school and graduated in 1950, did you hear anything then about the 1921 race riot?
I'd never heard of the 1921 race riot.
When do you think you heard about it?
I would say I was probably in my 30s before I heard about the 1921 race riot.
Aren't you amazed at that?
Yes, I am amazed, but nobody ever talked about it.
They certainly didn't teach it in school. You went to OU, you didn't hear it there.
No.
And then it had to be a shock.
It was a shock.
When you were at Cashel Hall, where were you living? What was your address?
1825 Forest Boulevard.
In that area there, you wouldn't see blacks.
No.
Did you ever encounter blacks anywhere? Or?
Yes, my parents always had a black couple working at the house, husband and wife.
So you respected them? And
absolutely.
It was probably good for you to have that interaction.
They were my friends.
And with the alcoholism going on, they were particularly your friends.
Well, you know, they were a couple of drunks too, most of them.
Really?
Everybody around me was...
And you were the only one who was sane and sober.
Well, when I was just a kid, you couldn't buy any alcohol. You had to steal your father's liquor he bought from a bootlegger until September of 59, when Oklahoma went wet. September 1, 1959.
Speaking of bootlegger, wasn't it true about Alfred Murrah that he was a bootlegger for law school?
That's why his nickname was Fish.
Explain all that.
His nickname was Fish Murrah. And they all called him Fish because, you know, you drink like a fish. You've heard that expression. I don't know whether he drank or not, but he was a bootlegger at the University of Oklahoma Law School.
Paid his way through college, probably, doing that.
I don't know how he got his way through college.
Can you name some of your buddies back then that you may even recall today?
A lot of them are gone, of course.
Right.
But several of them are still living. We have about 10 people in our graduating class that are still alive.
Do you remember some of their names?
Oh, yeah. Dick Mueller, a great friend of mine, played end on the football team.
What did you play in the
guard,
football?
Guard. And Clyde Graber. And until recently, Vincent Kelly, a dentist, local dentist who's gone now. Sonny Wilcox, he's gone now. I'm trying to think of the ones that are still alive.
So do you have a reunion?
We'd go to the Cashel Hall reunions. There were at least five or six of us. Burn Vickers of the Vickers family from Wichita. John O'Loughlin from Wichita, Kansas. Tommy Holland. I remember all those guys. It was a small school.
And it sounds like they went on to be very successful people.
They did.